Tēnā koutou katoa. This podcast series has been developed by the Kaingatahi Kaingarua ACOR research team to highlight research going on around the country on Māori housing issues. Ko wai au, ko Rebecca Kittle tokungua, ko Ngāti Brau me Ngāpohi oku iwi. Today's podcast focuses on a papakainga development in Ahipara. We talk with Ruben Taipari, Hini Hōtereni and their whānau to understand what led them to develop the unique papakainga and the everyday realities of living in a papakainga setting. We also talk to Dr. Helen Potter, who has been working with Ruben and Hini to tell their story. Papakainga are small settlements which allow a number of whānau to live together with the potential to share resources. These take a range of forms, but the one we're talking about today is a rural papakainga with homes made of uku or clay, whare uku. The papakainga is not just about the houses. Rather, the whānau focus more broadly on how they can live lives that will nurture a healthy taiao for the next generation.
Rangi tui tui te maunga. Ngā karoro te awa. A Ahipara te hapuri. E tini o ngā hapu. Mōku, e kunei. E tātai au. Engari, ko te rārawa te iwi. Te taha taku karani māma. Ko ngā puhi ki whangaro. Te taha taku karani pāpā. He ngā puhi ahau. Toku māma he tūhoi. Ai, ko... tuku tūpuna mō tēnei wāhi, ko tū Taipari, me te whānau kingi, ko Hunaiki tuku kirani māma, nā reira tira te mihi ki a rātou, tuku ingoa, ko Ruben Taipari, pōata ki te tā whangaro, engari Taipari te tūpuna, te mihi nei tēnei ki a rātou, oku tamariki ki te whānau Taipari.
Kia ora koutou katoa, ko Hini Hōtereni tōku ingoa, he uri ahau no roto i te awa-awa o Ngāti Hine o Motatau. Engari he maha o aku pānga puta no e Aotearoa nei. No Ngāpohi, no Ngāti Raukawa ki te tonga, ki te taho tōku māma, no Ngaitahu. Hoki, no reira, tēnei tōku mihi ki a koutou katoa. He māma hau o ngā tamariki tokowhā, ai, ngā mihi o te wā.
Okay, ko Helen Potter tēnei, he uri au o Ngāti Maniapoto, he whāngai au o Ngāpuhi. And it's been a special honour to work with Ruben and Hini as a researcher to tell the story of their papakainga development on the whenua of Ruben's whānau.
Helen talked about why this papakainga was so special.
So in 2009, the whānau of Ruben Taipari began a project to build a papakainga of muka-reinforced cement-stabilised rammed earth homes, or whareuku as they're called, on Ruben's ancestral whenua in Ahipara out near the coast from Kaitaia. The project was led by Ruben and his wife, Hini Hōtereni, and was the realisation of a long-held ambition of Ruben's whānau to build homes for their whānau on their whenua.
Ruben describes the makeup of the papakainga.
So the layout of our papakainga, there's two parts to it for our on this whenua that we're on at the moment. We have the old papakainga homestead, which we built and lived in as a child, and we have a new whare there with two self-contained units. That's where my mum and the extended family live. And then the other part is the new part of the papakainga, which is about 10 years old now. It's not very old, where I live, and it's the energy efficient model with using whareuku and using energy-efficient methods by which to live. Yeah. And there's three whare up there. Two of them are occupied and one is being still develop, and our hope is to become self-sustainable with our own gardens and even our own marae one day.
Their driving kaupapa has been about developing a papakāinga of long-lasting, high-quality homes for occupation of the whenua over the long term and in homes that are capable of sustaining the well-being of both their whānau and the whenua into the future. So for them, the development of the papakāinga sits in a wider context of mana motuhake. For them, it's about providing a place of strength for their whānau to live in and for their tamariki to grow up in, where everything Māori, tikanga, mātauranga, te reo are normalised and nourished.
We went for a walk on their whenua to see what Ruben and Hini and their whānau had done to revitalise the taiao or the environment around them.
You'll never kill our bush. Nothing can kill it. It's if you have a look at the natural mechanisms of nature, how prolific it is. It all started to grow back through bush now, and now you can see all the pudities. See over here on the ridges here, you can see all these koties are coming through. And those are going to take over again. There's koties over here in the valley, down in here. You know, they're starting to come back, and they're doing it naturally, and it didn't take long.
Yeah, which one?
100 years. That tall, pointy one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one that's popped. Once it pops through the canopy, once it pops through, and it starts to spread, and it drops every year. Just drops thousands of seeds, and it just goes everywhere. And all the pūriri do that, and all of the tikoka, it all comes back. And once the kauri is established back in there, it's back to the natural bush again. And then there's no way anything can grow underneath it. All of the wild ginger, all of the gorse and everything, all of this pampas will eventually be gone. All we have to do is just leave it alone. So coming up in here, I'm the only one who really potters around up in here or gets up into the bush, bit of hunting and climbing up over the maunga and just looking down onto our whenua. It's a lot of memories in this place for me as a kid. There's all of our past sites are in these bush. We were kids. But this is the kind of, I'm starting on my next project is gonna be in over here, because in this part over here, there's a good catchment of water.
Oh, really?
So you can see the water, how it flows down, and it's quite wet. And there's a good catchment in there, and what I want to do is I want to build a dam in there. And that dam's going to provide all of the water, all of the irrigation that we're doing, so I can plant 24/7 up in here and never ever run out of water.
Ruben and Hini used every opportunity to teach the kids where they were from, their whakapapa, and how they connected with this whenua.
And so the effort that we put into our young generation coming and trying to get them to understand the importance of what they have, the privilege, the responsibility they have, that's what we're about now. That's to me is where the papakāinga gets its stability from. Just knowing who you are and where you come from and why you're doing what you're doing. Just kind of gets rid of all of the crap, all the distractions and stuff, which I had a lot of in my life. Distractions. Oh. That maunga over there in front of us, that's Tohoraha.
I know. It takes too long to go there.
And that's, that's Hea Tiram Wahi.
Tohu.
Hey? Tohoraha. Ka. Ka ko Te Pūri. And so, and then, ki te ro, ki te mutunga, te ra wahi. Check out Joe, but that's this way. That's just this one over here on that side. That's Ngāti Kuri. This one in front of us is Hauora, Aupauri. To the right of us is Ngāti Kahu, Puotapeke.
Both Hini and Ruben, though, were realistic about the challenges of living on a papakāinga.
But hey, it's up and down, and I'm okay with that too. Might be just me again one day. Hope not. More importantly is I've got to be able to create a foundation for my family and my children. The legacy left from my tupuna, from my grandmother, that all my partners understand, and we uphold is never to lose this land, never to sell this land. Try and do something with it when we can, but most of all, never jeopardise it, that it's a foundation for our family to live. This is where we come from. This is who we are. And all of our other genealogical whakapapa to everywhere else, whether it's Ngāti Kau or Ngāti Kuri or Ngāpohi Nui Tonu, starts here.
I asked Hini how it felt to live on the papakāinga as someone who had married into the whānau.
So, kia ora. So often everyone has this fantasy about what it would be like to live on back on the kāinga, perhaps where, you know, the grandparents lived, or even just to return. You know, I call it that a lot of us still have a yearning to be with our whānau back on our lands, on our tūranga waiwai.
It took me years to get used to it. I'm used to it now, but when I first came here, I was like, back off, back off. Everyone's in my kitchen. Where's all my towels? That was the driver of this papakāinga.
My towels.
Because I've taken my towels to the beach and now they're all sandy and just left somewhere.
Moldy and stinky. Isn't it interesting to sort of think of these great things in history, the Colosseum, the Great Wall of China, you know, a papakāinga got built because a woman didn't want her towels. But you know, what's the story that sits behind these great structures in history?
Just the dynamics. And then I've got to deal with that and things change and...
the joys of living on the papakāinga.
The reality.
Yeah.
Things change all the time. And so I think Ruben and I were saying, we're going to stay here, but we've got to be prepared to move again. You know, when the kids start to have a family, we won't stay here. We'll be going to a front whare or another whare.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, that sense of not, like, well, this is the permanent place. Yeah. It's not the whare that's yours, you know. It's like, whereas in the kind of Western way of thinking about the world, the whare is your
kingdom.
Is your domain.
Yeah, so that was a good point. Learning that it's not so important to have to own everything, even though the towel example, but own everything in terms of my legal rights to home ownership
and to feel secure with
it. And despite me investing, doing everything, putting my own money in, my own family helping me, because the bigger picture was about I get to live here. I get to live here every day. My kids have got something, and I think if I hadn't have been able to get over that, this wouldn't have happened. Like, if I had, because, you know, most people are like,
I don't know, but you have to think it through.
But that's one of the conversations I do say to people when they're thinking about, say, trust or whānau trust and working whānau trust to build houses. And, yeah, about do we actually need to own everything? Do we need to own everything? We're still getting the benefits, But I've always been, you have to put papa to the land, to live there, to have certain rights, decision-making rights. I still get to have decision-making rights through Ruben, like I said. But having baby made me really think about it, because he doesn't whakapapa to here. He's a whānau. And I'm like, does that... And so previously I would be... Whānau don't get land rights because they can't whakapapa. But after having him, I'm like, oh, no. You've got that right, so right. All of that, and it's just that, going back to the sharing, I guess a lot of it is because people aren't forced to be interdependent. If we were actually forced to be more reliant, we're always talking to our whānau about that, consider how to be more collective. If we're talking about papa kāinga, even here we're saying we should actually, instead of every whānau going separately to get their kai, we should all get it together and get it in bulk, our products and things like that. But little things like I've always said, Sadie, make sure I use tape when it's something. If I died, actually use tape me in a mototo. And Ruben's like, good luck getting out of here, girl.
And finally, I talked to the kids to see what it was like for them to grow up on a papa kāinga.
Watch out. This one's going to be half.
Hurry up then.
Yeah.
Ka tani te titi, ka tani te kaka, ka tani hoki a hau. Ti hei ua mori ora, ka mototai te mana, ka taiki rei te awa, ka nā tiki ma te whārua te waka, ko nā puhi te iwi, ko nā tihine te hapu, ka mototai te marae. Ti hei ua mori ora. My name is Kitty Riki and I live at Ahipara.
What's it like living on a papa kāinga?
Good.
Yeah? Can you tell me why? Or you think it's good?
Because it's hot when it's dark.
It's
in the
hot.
Summer, it's really hot.
It's hot?
Yeah. Yeah, and we like playing on the grass. We always play down on the long grass. Last time we were picking up the poop of the horse. And
really?
Yeah, because that was
we
a job.
Two teams, and the other team won instead of our team.
Yeah.
Oh, what, to pick up the most poop?
Yeah.
What do you do with the poop when you finish?
You put it in the garden.
Yeah. Oh, is it good for the garden?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's why my dad set up to get some poo. It was so not good.
What else do you like? What else do you like about living in the
garden? It's stuck in my face.
I like...
That's on your
feet. I like and walking up the hills to get some exercise.
Yeah.
And talking to my cousins.
And my
playing with the babies.
Yeah.
Go see. Go. Working. Doing on the roads.
I'm just hungry.
To driving, sometimes we drive.
Yeah.
Climbing trees. Yeah, and having places to do stuff.
And playing with some sticks. White sticks.
I can't get it. Yeah, sometimes we play fighting or make huts.
Sometimes we get cut from the grass cut.
Yeah, and sometimes we make little huts and find a little bit of spaces to hide if anybody comes up and don't know them.
How many kids all together on this?
Ooh, two plus two more plus three. Nine.
Wow, that's pretty cool, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And we like looking at the view of the moana.
Yeah, but sometimes our other cousins come for the weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, first cousins and stuff.
My hand. That's not your chick.
So
that's
can I ask you, when you grow up,
you got some of me.
Do you think you would like to live in a papa kāinga?
Yeah, I'm going to have a big-ass house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's made out of whare uku. It's solar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when it's flooding, we can still use the power, and that's a good thing.
When it's flooded?
And it's stormy, and it breaks the...
Oh, you mean the power goes off everywhere else? You guys still got it?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's hot in the winter and it's cold in the summer. Some of my friends say it's flash.
It is flash. Do you guys help in the gardens at all?
Yeah.
Yep.
What are your jobs? What's your typical day living on the papa kāinga?
Working all day,
And
what do you do? You get up in the morning.
Get dressed.
Yeah.
Sometimes just laze around, but always work, like do the roads.
What do you mean do the roads? What do you have to do?
Oh, so we need to get some metal. There's rock metals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we put it in a pothole with our shovels.
When I was interning kids, I was saying, what's a papa kind to you? What's good about living here? And I was saying, we can play and all our cousins are here and climb trees and da-da-da-da. And she was like, do you want to know the boring stuff? I was going, okay. What's the boringest thing about living on it? Oh, we have to share rooms and we have to do the roads.
fill
the potholes with the metal, and then something else happened, and then she's like, yeah, we have to do the roads. Like she said it about the metal. So she obviously doesn't like doing the roads.
What's your normal day look like? I have to do the roads.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But how cool, eh? Because if you cannot, you've got to, all these things you take for granted.
You don't do the roads every day.
It sounded like it.
The kids do it and they all have a spade and it's kind of fun because in a way because they do it together with the cousins and they get to sit on the back of the trailer the other day they finished doing the road and then Room said, okay, we're going to play a game. You've all got a shovel and here's the bins and who can fill up the bin.
Oh, yeah, sure. Awesome.
And they were.
Whakaria Mai was sung by the Rau Awa Awa Olympics attendees, and Whakataka Te Hau was sung by the Geography Waiata group.